Good afternoon, miss. Welcome to Adult World. Is there anything I can help you with? Yeah, sure. Browsing is totally fine. You're the first customer I've had in a while, actually, so it's just nice to see someone in the store. Well, if there's anything I can help you with, please just ask. Don't be shy. Okay, great. Oh, if you're looking for vibrators and wands, they're all on the shelf in front of you right there. But they're arranged roughly from left to right in terms of their power, their strength. The ones on the left tend to be smaller travel-sized ones. The ones in the middle are your home-use, battery-powered, rechargeable, of course. The ones on the right are... Well, some of those need to be plugged into the mains in order to work. Yeah, they get pretty heavy duty. Speaking from experience, it can be a little much for most people. some of them are definitely overkill. The ones in the middle, I mean, the technology these days, they get incredibly powerful. Say something like... This one here, perfectly sensible size, rechargeable at home, but very powerful. Well, maybe not right now, but yeah, that's right. Multiple different settings, multiple different strengths. The upper strength levels for something of this size can still be quite a lot for some people. Yeah, here, put your hand there. Feel that? Yeah, it's intense. We sell quite a lot of these. I think it's because I'm probably always singing their praises. Yeah, I mean, we do have to familiarize ourselves with the stock as employees. We tend to get sent a certain number that are testers, samples for either display like this one or for the staff to use so that we can speak from experience when we talk about the effectiveness of these things. I mean, looking at this one here, do you feel like the size of something like this would be appropriate for yourself? Sorry if that's a personal question. It's just that the only real drawback of this model is that it's on the bigger side. And personally, it's about the same size as I am. And I do get women telling me that my size is a little bit uncomfortable during sex. A little bit, well, yeah, too large, basically. So it might be something that you want to consider if you feel like you would be okay taking a vibrator of this length and width inside you, then this would be a great choice. Yeah, I have one of these at home that I use with partners sometimes, but the vibration on it is so good that I actually use it as a substitute for a vibrating wand sometimes, which I would normally use on myself. But yeah, I would typically turn it on and then hold it against myself. And it feels really good. I mean, you can use them for men and women in that way if you're just versatile about it. Yeah, I mean, sure, look, okay, so... If we switch it on and if I just sort of like... hold it right here against myself through my jeans. It feels really good. Yeah, if you had any male partners that you wanted to please or impress, you could definitely do something like this with them. And I think they would really appreciate it. Yeah. So... if you look right there, sort of, you see that spot on my jeans? You can see it's working, right? Ah, Yeah, it's definitely very effective. Why don't you take hold of it, and if you just hold it there for a while... Yeah, like that. If you rub it up and down like that... Yeah, any male partner you've got that you do this to would definitely appreciate it. It feels really good. Yeah, you can see that bulge growing through the jeans, right? Definitely very effective. Here, in fact, look, if we pull it out like this, and here, if you hand me the vibrator, let me show you. If I just apply it right here underneath the head of the penis like this, yeah, you can see it's feels really good. That's, for me personally, the ideal place for it to be held. If I was with a partner like you and you were doing this to me, I would be very happy. Oh, you can see what I mean about how it's big, right? Pretty much the same size as the vibrator. Do you think that that would be a size that would be appropriate for you? If you were going to buy this model? Oh, that's good. That's really good. Yeah, you can see that if I adjust the strength like that and then gently run it up and down the shaft like this, that works incredibly well for me also. Oh yeah, and if I just hold it right against the tip of my cock like this, that's really good. That really does it for me. You see what I mean when I say it's a really good model? Yeah, this is why I recommend it so much. Yeah, it always gets my cock really, really hard. Feels really good. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit carried away. Sorry. Okay, I'd better stop. Why don't you take it and you just maybe try it on yourself through your trousers? Yeah, there you go. Just try rubbing it against yourself, just between your legs there, through your trousers, up against your clit, and see if you think that the strength is satisfactory. Yeah, there you go, that's it. Oh yeah, when it pulsates like that. Yeah, that's good, isn't it? Yeah. I think I'm actually so fond of my model at home that even just hearing the sound of it running tends to get me hard. You see? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you've got it. Maybe if you just spread your legs a little bit more. Yeah, like that. And if you just really press it up against your clit. Yeah, there you go. Feels good, doesn't it? One of the other things that I like to use at home is a pocket masturbator on myself. Obviously, it wouldn't be such a useful one for you to have. I don't know if you're intending to buy for a male friend or a partner, but I really recommend one of these male masturbators. I actually have one over here behind the counter of my own. Here, let me just... See, this is mine. Now, if you open it up, you can see... You could use this on a male companion. You just take a lube like this and put it over there to get it nice and ready. And then Let me show you how I would do it if I were you. I would take my cock like this. No, that's right. You keep testing that model. You just keep holding that up against your clit while I display this one to you. You basically just take the erect cock of your friend, your partner, your lover, like this, and you just slide it into the masturbator. And then if you just keep rubbing that vibrator over your clit while I fuck this thing, while it's really wet, you can get a really good idea of how these products work. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I can just come to work for hours and just test out the stock. Like this. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think you should really buy one of these male masturbators because it'll really impress the men in your life. You can see how well it works for me. You can see that it really works for me well. Oh, God. And then when it's time to finish, you can either take it off and use your hands if you want the cum to go everywhere, or if you want to keep it neat and clean, you can just keep masturbating your friend with it until he ejaculates inside it, and then you take it to the bathroom and clean it out later. Oh, you like the look of this, huh? You're really staring at it. You're really staring at it hard while you play with that vibrator against your clit. Here, why don't you just turn it up a little harder? Right, just right here, this button. There you go, that's it. Oh, is that good? Yeah? Yeah, here, look. If I take my cock out of the masturbator and I just use my hand on it for a little bit. It really is the same size as that vibrator of yours, huh? Oh. Exactly as big. So, if you were to buy that model of vibrator, and if you were to slide it all the way inside yourself, you could imagine that there would be a cock as big as this inside you. And your pussy would probably be so wet that... that the vibrator would be just as wet as my cock looks right now, with all the lube all over it. Oh. You see how wet it is when I just work my hand up and down it like this? Yeah, that's it. Oh, it's okay, you can moan all you need to. You can moan all you need to. It just means that you're getting a really good display of how effective the vibrator is. It feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, this feels good too. I'm just gonna slip my cock back into this thing. Oh, so maybe... maybe it needs a little more lube. I like it when it's really wet. Oh, here we go. Watch this. Watch this. Oh, oh fuck me. Oh, yeah. It feels really good. I just wouldn't want to stop myself from doing something like this. Problem is, though, that this masturbator is just a little bit small, so my cock really bumps up against the end of it. But I kind of like the way that feels. Oh, yeah. Look at all these other vibrators we've got there that you could choose from. Vibrators and dildos, all kinds of lube, and anal beads, and whips, and... all kinds of things. Sexy underwear. You could get anything you want. And you'd always be welcome to come back and try some more things out with me. Oh, God. Here, why don't you grab this for me for a while and see how you feel just like pumping my cock with this. And see if it feels okay to you. if it might be something that you'd be comfortable doing if you were to buy one for yourself. Oh, that's it, yeah. Work it up and down my wet, slippery cock like that. Oh, here, no, I'll hold that against your clit. I'll hold the vibrator up against your clit so you can focus on this. Does that feel good to you? Yeah? Here, if you just pull it off for a bit and just put your hands around the base of my cock there, you feel how hard it is? Yeah, it really works well. Your pussy feels really warm. It's like... it's getting a little damp. Your pussy's getting so wet through your jeans. I can really feel it. You know, if you keep doing it like that, you might make me ejaculate. You might make me ejaculate if you keep doing that, so... Yeah, if you keep doing it, you can really get a good idea of how to make a guy come with this. And then you'll know if it's for you. Yeah. Don't stop. You're gonna make me come. Here. Fuck. Fuck. I wanna come inside it. Make me come inside it for you. Oh, yeah, that's it. Fuck. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, God. Fuck. Now let's really get this rubbing up against your clit. Come on, I want you to come for me as well. Come on, yeah. Let's make you come with this vibrator up against your clit. Come on, do it. I want to see you come. Come on. That's it. Fuck. Come on. Come for me. There you go. Come. There you go. That's it. There you go. Yeah. I know it's really strong, isn't it? Yeah, it's really good. Oh, boy. Oh, wow, so, I think you can see why I really like this model. It's just super effective, and it really gets results, as you can tell. I mean, if you wanted to take this away with you today, you could buy one now, otherwise you could come back tomorrow and we could test some more models. You can see we've got a really extensive range. It would take a while to get through everything, but that's okay. I'd be happy to have you back anytime. You'll take this one? And the male masturbator as well. Great. Yeah, of course. Yeah, you should definitely come back tomorrow and try some other ones. You might find some that you like more, but it's great to have a selection at home. Variety is the spice of life, right? Okay, great. Just let me slide my cock out of the masturbator and... Yeah, can you see? This is the see-through model, and you can see right there at the bottom. It just catches all of the cum, so it's an easy cleanup. I'm sure you'll be very happy with it. Would you be paying with cash or card? Card. Okay, great. I'll just run that through.